We confess we have a soft spot for stories about prairie dogs, and this caught our attention today. It seems that prairie dogs have been causing big problems at a cemetery in Santa Fe, New Mexico. A colony of the rodents has established itself with a vengeance underground at the Fairview Cemetery. Eric Mason is president of the Fairview Cemetery Preservation Association, and Mr. Mason, describe for us what the problem is there.
Well, as you described, they have inundated about half of our four-acre cemetery thus far. They cause unbelievable damage. Some of the prairie dog mounds that they build around their holes are 6 feet in diameter, a foot high, completely obscuring some of the ground-level tombstones.
So apart from being a big mess, which it sounds like it is there also other destruction going on?
Well, they are bringing up, we have found pieces of bones and hardware off of caskets that they have pushed to the surface to get them out of their tunnels.
And I understand this is a pretty historic place you have there. Who's buried at the Fairview Cemetery?
Well, we have about 10 of our governors and congressional representatives that are buried there. Most of the prominent people who were buried in Santa Fe after 1880 were buried in Fairview.
Mr. Mason, is Fairview Cemetery used for current burials as well?
Oh, yes. We had, in fact, it's what brought the problem to a head. We had quite a prominent lady buried there in September. Her husband had died some years previously, and when I checked that area of the cemetery to make sure everything was okay for her burial, discovered that her husband's tombstone had been completely covered over by a prairie dog mound.
Are you hearing from family members of people who are buried at the cemetery?
Oh, everybody's very unhappy about it. We have some 450 people on our mailing list, and every one of those who has visited the cemetery recently is very aware that we have a completely untenable situation.
What do they tell you?
Most of the people are telling me get rid of the prairie dogs. I have some saying they've got to relocate, and I have other people saying that they will bring their rifles out to help me shoot them.
Now, is that an option?
No, it is not an option at all. We're inside the city limits, so you cannot discharge firearms. Tempting, though.
Tempting?
Tempting.
Is this true that you've tried dry ice down the holes?
Yes. Dry ice is one of the methods that is described by our county extension agency. You crumble up the dry ice and put it down a hole and stuff it with newspaper and close it up.
Is the idea that the dry ice would kill the prairie dogs underground?
Yeah, the carbon dioxide.
Uh-huh. And you don't know whether that had an effect?
I don't. Within 2 days of the 25 or 30 holes that we'd filled up, about five of them had been reopened. I haven't got the foggiest what that means in the way of success rate, so I don't know.
How many prairie dogs do you have, do you think?
I would say we, by the number of holes, which there are hundreds, we probably have at least 50 running around the cemetery.
Well, Mr. Mason, best of luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Eric Mason is president of the Fairview Cemetery Preservation Association in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where they're dealing with an influx of prairie dogs.